A big howdy to you, Bing.
Howdy right back at you, Rosemary.
And a big howdy to all from Norcross greeting cards.
Big song, too. Take it, Rosie.
Thou swell, thou witty, thou sweet, thou grand, wouldst kiss me pretty, wouldst hold my hand, both thine eyes are cute too, what they do to me. Hear me holler, I choose a sweet lollapalooza in thee. I'd be so rich in a heart for two rooms and kitchen, I'm sure would do. Give me just a plotter, not a lot of land. And thou swell, thou wind, thou grand.
Honestly, Bing, I've never seen such funny lips.
Well, mock if you must, Rosie, but to keep my gums warm.
Oh, Bing, I was talking about these wonderful kissing lips on the new Norcross greeting cards.
I really am getting sensitive.
Have you seen them?
No.
We open the card and the lips inside give you a smile and then a kiss.
I really don't think I know the Norcross people that well. They don't know me that well, either.
Honestly, Norcross makes so many different and unusual greeting cards in every style. I don't know how they think of them all.
Well, in their own line, you know, the Norcross lads are, they're about as inventive as Edison, really.
Thomas Alva.
Malcolm S. He's the fellow that invented the red corduroy Homburg.
A genius.
I'm double to believe. But it's easy to see that Norcross has a lot of fun making up their greeting cards, and you have fun sending them. And people have fun getting them, too. It's a nice arrangement.
So, I guess the moral is that the best and most unusual cards in the racks have the N on the back.
Well, indeed, Norcross greeting cards, they really say the things you want to say. And these new Norcross greeting cards say it with a kiss.
Those kissing lip cards are so funny.
Which reminds me, Rosie, do you think I'm too sensitive?
I don't think you're the least bit sensitive.
Maybe I should sing now. Here's a ballad of the mid-40s or late-30s, I don't know which. Very popular.
Oh, how am I to know if it's really love that found its way here? Oh, how am I to know, will it linger on and leave me then? I dare not guess at this strange happiness. Oh, oh, how am I to know? Can it be that love has come to stay here? Oh, how am I to know if it's really love that found its way here? To know, will it linger on and leave me there? I dare not guess at this strange happiness for all. How am I to know? Can it be that love has come to stay here?
Say, Rosemary, have you ever thought of becoming a dentist?
Why, you got a tooth that needs fixing or something?
No, I'm just taking a poll. I want to find out what girls think about taking up dentistry.
Well, with records and radio and television and a movie now and then and a child occasionally, I'm pretty busy.
Occasionally?
Don't start up now. Anything, Ken, please?
Well, just a passing comment. I'm backing right off.
What's this dental kick you're on?
Well, my point is, Rosie, that there are very few lady dentists, and I want to know why this is the case.
Should there be lady dentists?
Well, of course there should, Rosie. Some experts even claim that dentistry is more of a woman's profession than a man's profession.
Well, think of that.
Naturally. They say women dentists have an advantage because of their patience, gentleness, small hands, light touch, and conscientious attitude.
Say, we girls are really something, aren't we?
Well, there's just nothing any better that I can think of at this moment.
Well, that's okay with us.
Dentistry, you see, means a lot of detailed work, and women certainly have a great tolerance for detail. And then, too, well, ladies have such small hands, they could squeeze a whole hand into a patient's mouth, whereas a man probably could only get two or three fingers in.
Is that good?
You gotta get in there, it's good. I suppose a girl with real tiny hands could get in there and work with both hands if necessary.
I'll tell you one thing. I'll bet lady dentists turn out prettier inlays than men.
Oh, sure. And when the girls really get into dentistry, there'll be some stylish choppers flashing about. I wouldn't be surprised to see jeweled teeth come back.
Well, women will add that extra little touch, you know.
Mm-hmm. A diamond or a ruby or even an emerald set properly in a front tooth would certainly be a conversation piece, wouldn't it? Especially if it was a genuine stone.
Oh, you couldn't go in for that costume stuff. You'd have to get the real thing, yeah. Anyway, I don't know what the girls are waiting for. I think it's wonderful that lady dentists are to be desired.
I just had a thought. I wonder which group has the highest bite rate. Postmen or dentists?
That's something to wonder about, isn't it?
Well, it's just my guess that dentists are bitten more than postmen. Of course, I guess postmen get it more from dogs and dentists get it from people.
Just so you get it.
Just so you don't get it.
Yeah.
You know, I think I'll look up some figures on dentists and postmen.
Please do, and be sure to let us know what your findings are, Ken. Now I suspect it's time for a bit of a song.
Well, Rosie, why don't you sink your pearly teeth into a good meaty tune of some sort?
Thank you. Think I will. Blue moon, you saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Someone I really could care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, "Please adore me." When I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue. Without a love of mine.
another love of my own.
What do you consider the hardest to get out of laundry? Grease? Lipstick? Food stains? Well, have you tried Instant Fels Naphtha? It cuts right through grease, dissolves and floats away the soil. Instant Fels Naphtha washes out every bit of dirt every single time. All you need for the cleanest laundry in the whole wide world is water, a washer, and Instant Fels Naphtha. For a spotless reputation, you can't beat the Fels family of fine cleaning products. F-E-L-S, Fels. Nice going, buddy. I guess you're on, Bing.
Very happy to be on, I am, too, Ken. I got a real old tune here. Bouncy little thing called Chinatown.
Oh, Chinatown. Yeah. Oh, this makes a great number for two pianos.
Depends, of course, on who's playing the pianos, Ken. Fortunately, we have Buddy Cole here at our piano. This kid plays with both hands, so it's quite effective.
Chinatown, my Chinatown. Where the lights are low, hearts that know no other land, drifting to and fro. Dreamy, dreamy Chinatown, almond eyes of brown. Hearts seem light and life seems bright in dreamy Chinatown. Where the lights are low, hearts that know no other land, drifting to and fro. Oh, dreamy, dreamy Chinatown, almond eyes of brown. Heart seems light and life seems bright in dreamy Chinatown.
With small fry demanding attention, are any of you ladies having trouble sleeping at night? With General Electric nightlights in the hall, the kids can still have their midnight drink of water, but they can see to get up and get it themselves. These itty-bitty General Electric nightlights are so popular with the kindergarten set that you'll have to watch out for itty-bitty bulb snatchers. Why not pick up a couple of two-bulb cards so you can keep spares handy? Put GE nightlights on your shopping list right now.
Rosie, what do you say we display our linguistic talents for the folks?
You mean, should we turn a few fast foreign phrases for the edification and amazement of all? Especially us?
Yes, I think we could blitz Berlitz a little here.
Well, I'll grab my pocket guide and be right with you.
This is CCC, folks, in the continental manner.
Please, mes amis.
That's Raymond.
In Spain, they say, in France, you'll hear, wee-wee. Every little Dutch girl says, ya-ya.
Every little Russian says, da-da.
My sweetheart, tell me why. No matter how I try, you won't listen to my plea. Here's a little knowledge, quite good.
Maybe it won't help me, but it could.
You can't go places unless you've learned how Latin say yes.
That educational, inspirational, most sensational, yes.
In Spain. Answer always is sure enough.
But sweetheart, tell me why. No matter how I try, you won't listen to my plea. Won't say yes in any language to me. When will you say this?
Got to mosey along now, friends. We'd like it very much, though, if you'd tune in again tomorrow.
Thanks very much for listening.
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood. Produced by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Join us again tomorrow, won't you?